And 644 is 23% up on 2023's total at this point. It's a record high. Education Secretary Gillian Keegan says this proves the government's Rwanda bill must be in place quickly.
The most important part of it all is the deterrent factor. And the deterrent factor has been stuck in the courts, which is the Rwanda bill. It's Rwanda. It's now stuck in the House of Lords and the House of Commons, held up by Labour MPs and Labour peers. And really, we do need to get on with that deterrent.
Storm overflows used during heavy rain dumped sewage into rivers and seas across England for more than 3.6 million hours last year. That's more than double the time from 2022. Audio of emergency workers reveals they tried to stop traffic just before a cargo ship hit a Baltimore bridge and it collapsed. Six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the structure are still missing, but now presumed dead. The vessel had issued a mayday call before it hit the pillar yesterday morning. Terry Jones drove across it moments before it fell into the water.
Like, I was an actress in a movie, and I just was standing there, and I was like, it's no way that this is happening. I seen that boat, and I was like, why are the lights flickering off and on? I've never seen a boat of that size, of a capacity, that close to the bridge like that.
The children's agency involved in the decision to return a baby who was then killed by his parents has apologised. A report found safeguarding practices in the lead-up to Finlay Bowden's death in Derbyshire in 2020 had been inadequate. New research suggests public satisfaction in the NHS is at a record low. 25% of people are happy with the health service in Great Britain. And Amazon is putting more money into a rival of the firm which owns ChatGPT. It's spending £2.1 billion on Anthropic. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Kicking off tonight's show, Manson and Egg-Shaped Fred, because I had to find some song that tied in with Easter somehow. And yeah, there seem to be very few of them. Even Cliff Richard hasn't done one, so there we go. That'll do as a starter. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, I'm going to be chatting to the Mandala Effect about their brand new album. We'll also have the gig guide. We'll have music to rock out and chill out to, and plenty more besides that. Now, tonight is a bit of a special show, not just because of those reasons, but also because this week is Phoenix FM's 17th anniversary as a live radio station, and also the 17th anniversary of this show. I know, I don't sound it at all on your end of the radio, do I? And to celebrate, I'm going to play you the very first song that I ever played on the radio on the very first show back on the 29th of March 2007. And the track in question actually celebrates its 20th anniversary this year as well. The band are Superbus and the track is Radio Song.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
A pair of blasts from the past here on Curples on Phoenix FM. You just heard Inner Sleeve and Come Alive, a band who are better known for their various members being in other bands. But that album, which celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, is worth tracking down. The album's called Looking Up. And the track you heard before, that was the very first song I played on the radio. From 2004, Superbus from France with Radio Song. And yes, just been chatting to members of the Mandala Effect about how young they all were when that song came out. So yes, but it's still very much worth tracking down, I reckon. If you want to get in touch with Curples tonight, if you have a question for the Mandala Effect, if you want to recommend us a gig, which is coming up very soon, which we usually say the next 7 days, but beyond that's fine. We'll always do that on the second hour of the show. Shout outs and the like. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. We're on the ex-Twitter site at PhoenixFM. I'm on there as well, and all the socials at Nickfield Media. And there's even a Curveballs Facebook page, which is probably me showing my age, but never mind. And that's at facebook.com/curveballradio, where you can leave us a like and send us a message through there as well. We look forward to hearing from you. Next up, this is a band who played their biggest gig to date on Saturday night over at the Camden Underworld. It was the launch gig for their new album, Light It Up. The band, a 2-year break, and this is Take It Down. On the go, feeling low, always run down. Step back, just take a little. Kick it back and relax, why not live a little? You got a lot to show. I know you feel the strain. Sometimes life gets away, but trust me, we feel the same. Clear your mind and let go. Just take it down to the floor. Just take it down. Take it down to the floor. Just take it down to the floor. Let go. Feel the release. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Play it back on repeat. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. If you slip or you trip and you fall back, don't forget to take a little breath. Take the hit, never quit, just remember you've got a lot to show. Just take it down to the floor.
Feel the energy rise.
Two-year break here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and from their new album Light It Up, that track was entitled Take It Down. As we mentioned, they played their biggest gig to date at the Camden Underworld over the weekend, and, well, very much looking forward to seeing where they go from here. On the subject of playing live and stuff, this chap, you would have spotted him earlier on here in Brentwood when he played at Hey Joe's. This is Fraser Morgan.
Well, my mum's gonna hate me because I fell in love again. But I promise this one's different, famous laughter that I send. But mum, you've gotta listen. She's cool and got an accent. She speaks to Espinoa and her eyes in Mirage. She got that goddess type of face, the one you see on magazines. She's got that vintage type of beauty. She'll be the death of me. But I don't mind dying if hers the last face that I see. She's beautiful and kind and strong, kinda icy. And if I ever overstep, she'll put me in my place. When I'll treat her just specs, that'll never be the case. I'll be with her for just a minute and then an hour's passed. She's got a really awesome body, shaped like an hourglass. And I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button. Well, mum, you've got to meet her. She mixes up her words when she speaks that Espanola. Well, she lights up the room just like a supernova. Well, mum, you've got to listen, please, to roll in your eyes. I swear this one is different, why would I ever lie? But damn, she's leaving soon. She wants to go to Europe. The love is just a sickness and I really don't want curing. Now know that this is all a lot, but mum, you won't believe this. When we went up to the bar, she even ordered Guinness. And I sound like a broken record. And mama, please don't hate me, cause God, I think I'm falling. But mama, can you blame me? Cause I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button. Oh, mum, you've got to meet her. She mixes up her words when she speaks that Espanola. She lights up the room just like a supernova. So you see on the TV, wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromones. And I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Don't go chasing dreams, they're not all they seem. You can lose what you never wanted. Don't go chasing hearts to rip your world apart. You'll be one of the broken hearted.
Watch chasing dreams, they'll take you away. Don't go chasing heights, they'll make you wanna stay.
Two tracks in a row here on Curbles on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard Fraser Morgan and Fell in Love Again. As mentioned, you would have spotted him at Hey Joe's here in Brentwood earlier on tonight. And he's outperforming everywhere. He'll be doing his 1,000th gig in June, which is edging ever closer. So that'll be interesting. He's got a new single out at the end of the month as well. Very much looking forward to that. And the band you just heard were Cyteria. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Cyteria. That track is called Chasing Dreams. And Cyteria feature, at least they feature one member of Girls' School, if you remember them from back in the day. And yeah, track that album down if you can. So, you are with Curbles on Phoenix FM. And joining me next in the studio, it is The Mandala Effect. We're going to kick things off with their recent single, Acid Rain. Plenty more tracks to come. That is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
that was the Mandela Effect here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Hopefully, all three members are going to survive this interview, because it didn't sound like it just then. The Mandela Effect, join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Nice to see you again.
It is good having you guys back as well. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Connor. I play the guitar. I do the screamy bits and the harmonies. And I write a lot of enjoyable business.
I am George. I do the bass. I do an occasional backing vocal.
And I'm Sam, because I'm just here because funny, innit? I'm joking. I'm the vocalist. Yeah, sweet as.
Excellent. Welcome back to Phoenix FM. You were last with us in June last year. And, well, you've got a whole new album of stuff. And we're going to we're going to try and fit as many songs in as we can. I have it on good word that they're all quite short, so they should fit in. So we should be able to fit them in, okay?
Yeah.
But yes, so let's have a bit of a reminder of a potted history of the band. Some of you have been in several times in various outfits. So how did the Mandela Effect come into effect?
Well, pretty much. We all met up one time. We were at a gig, and it was George and Connor's original band, and we all met up. It was a really good gig, and we got talking, and then somewhere along the line, we became friends and decided to form a band, pretty much.
Yeah. So we are.
And ever since then, we've just been, I don't know, trying, I guess. It's been good. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, but
we are trying to write the most unhinged music physically possible.
But we're trying to keep it funny at the same time.
Oh, funny, unhinged, but also about serious matters. You've just got to do what you want.
Right.
And that's our aim, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Also,
serious matters, all the matters are serious, but you try and do it in a more of a tongue-in-cheek way, and it doesn't feel like it's being thrown down your throat like a speech.
Yeah. 100%.
I quite like it.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I say it is serving you very well, because you've got a new album coming out quite soon, is it?
Yep, March 30th is Saturday, is it?
That'll be
this Saturday.
So, yes. Yeah, 3 days' time. So, yes, that should be exciting. We shall chat more about that in due course. But next up, they've sent me the entire album, listeners. Future guests, take note. You know, this will work in your favour if you're coming on the show. And, what track shall we listen to next?
Crashing Down, all day long.
Absolutely.
First track of the album, Bosch.
Got to be done. Yeah, Bosch.
Bosch.
Just like last time. Bosch.
And here it is, being Bosch.
Holding hands as we both die, as the world comes.
It's kind of like it fades out, but fades out quite suddenly. So, hence, I was totally unprepared for that. That was the Mandala Effect here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track is the track that kicks off their new album. It's called Crashing Down. What's the album called?
Collapse.
And where was the album recorded?
It would be at my house. we get together and we gather in my room, and we've got a little studio set up that we just sort of record through, pretty much. Mm. And we just get all our stuff done from there. Mm. It's quite a nice little cosy spot. So we
Once a week. It's one song a week. So over the last 10-11 weeks, we've recorded an album.
Yeah, for then for the rest of the time, like, we just sort of like knuckled down on like practicing or just mastering the sets. Like,
yeah, because we have got a load of songs that are coming out on new albums soon that are not on this one. So we have done stuff. We've not just been lazy after doing this.
That's what a lot of people would have thought, to be fair.
And they are wrong for thinking that, aren't they? Because we are not lazy, are we?
Do you remember after the debut album went off? Like, a lot of people were like, "Where have they gone?" You know. And we were like, "Oh yeah, we haven't really been doing anything." No,
incorrect. We are here.
We were knuckling down, weren't we?
We're knuckling down, mate. Yes,
yeah. Right at all.
So, like at face value, what with us recording within Sam's house, it probably seems as if it's a more casual recording
and some
situation. But yeah, we are trying to take it as professionally as possible, and
we are actually trying.
We genuinely professional are. Yeah, as far as we can take it with the tools we've got. Us being a start out band, like, we haven't got the best tools, but we do everything we can with them.
Right, yeah. I know.
So it's pretty good. I mean, I can't lie, we do go a bit overboard sometimes, but we try not to go too over time. Sorry, Mum. Sorry, neighbours.
Oh, yes. We are a little bit loud and rude. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yes.
Right, well, it has definitely been serving you well. And let's hear one more track from the album for now. Which track are we going to listen to next?
What do you reckon, Con?
I reckon Disillusion.
Oh, Disillusion sounds
we're
good.
We're doing it in the order that, yeah, Disillusion, I reckon.
Kushti mushti.
Righto, is about Disillusion about anything in particular?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, well, that's right way to put it.
Yeah, links right way to put it. To be fair, but if you want to listen to them and you want to take your own meaning, that's the whole point.
Yeah, take your own
meaning.
It's
just about everything and everything at this point. Take it as you will.
No comment.
No comment.
And here it is for you to do just that.
Just die.
Mandala Effect here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Disillusion Radio. Disillusion Radio Edit. The song is just called Disillusion. It is from their new album, Collapse, which comes out this coming Saturday, listeners. Where will people be able to get their hands on the album?
Everywhere.
Good.
It's anywhere you can think of.
Yep, songs to Spotify, Deezer, YouTube.
Oh, streaming platforms, pretty much.
Everywhere, yes.
Anywhere that it's like a program for a distro.
Deezer, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube Music.
Apple Music. It is everywhere. Yeah. If you want to listen to terrible music, this Saturday's your day.
Any stream platform you can think of, it's on there.
Excellent. And when you're looking up, yes, cheers to that. And when you are looking it up, listeners, make sure you type in Mandala Effect, MANDALA, not Mandela Effect, no matter how much autocorrect tries to tell you, are you looking for Mandela Effect?
Every single time, so many people say, I've been listening to your Mandela Effect. Oh yeah, cheers. Right,
because
we are the Nelson Mandela effect. We are not.
So right. Yes, where does the term come from? Is it because it's not the? It doesn't mean the same thing as Mandela.
We chose
effect.
It cleverly, trying to sort of half of it is the Mandela effect. It's you remember things definitely in a certain way, but it's not real, and that ties in with our weird sort of alternate universe stuff where everything is not real, but yet, that sort of stuff we do. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I thought we will capitalise on people accidentally typing the wrong letters and they'll find us. But what ends up happening is people will type in our exact name and then Google will go, no.
That's the Mandela effect.
Yeah. It's completely worked against us rather than in our favour how I wanted it.
I mean, I always thought of it as the fact that, like, a mandala is... It's a symmetric...
It's a trippy pattern, pretty much.
It's like an eccentric pattern. And the whole point of that is that it repeats over and over again. And we're trying to emphasise the fact that a lot of the time, history repeats. So I feel like a mandala, with it being a repeating concentric pattern, it mimics our music and our message in that, in which we're saying... History repeats itself. So
don't let it happen again.
Yeah, exactly. History shouldn't repeat itself. Well, it should sometimes if it's good. But do you know what I mean?
It's like they're basically saying, like, history will repeat itself and it always will happen.
There's
only a few people in the world will realise they're watching it as it goes by. But they're saying this should not be this way.
We should view history repeating itself and see...
Connor, it's okay. You can take your head out of your hands. Yeah, right. We're going to listen to one of your musical selections now. And we're going to listen to Electric Wizard and Return Trip. We're not going to be able to listen to all 10 minutes of it.
Trip it when you can. Trip it when you... Like, just trim it when you can.
Right. Rules when I get bands to choose songs. No swears and no overly long songs. The show is 2 hours long, for crying out loud.
Cut it off at 2 minutes if you want.
Right, you can tell us when to cut it off, okay?
I think that should be in charge of you, to be fair.
You know the song better than me. This is Sam's choice, everyone. It's Electric Wizard and Return Trip. Go put the kettle on, you might need to.
Enjoy.
Okay, enough of that. That was Electric Wizard. And from an album called Come My Fanatics, that track was called Return Trip. It was chosen by at least one of my guests tonight, the Mandala Effect. And if you do like the sound of that, it goes on for another 10 minutes. So look it up and, well, knock yourself out. Sorry. Hello to everyone who is listening in at home. We've had some nice feedback so far, haven't we? So, yes. Hello to your girlfriend appreciated the Superbus track.
Oh, yes, very much.
So, yes, glad you appreciated that. And someone's mum says that's the most they've heard George ever say in the previous link.
Yeah, that was
Sam's mum. So, that is the most I've ever spoken.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when they put a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, you don't speak a lot, do you?
No, I don't. I try to, but it's just my nature.
Fair enough, mate.
You're like a human version of a sloth.
Mate, sloths are the one, mate.
Bosh.
Oh,
bosh.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, we are.
Good. And we hope that you're having fun at home as well, listeners, because we sure are. We always like to try and make sure that it comes across well on the radio. So we're going to hear another musical selection next. Yes, we're going to hear a bit of Aelstrom.
Aelstrom. Yeah, that's
yes. Right. So yes, tell it. So yes, tell us about this track.
Aelstrom is a band that I find them very interesting because they're incorporating sort of pirate themes into, like, I'd say melodic or symphonic metal. And one thing I found about this tune in particular is that for some reason the backing vocalist sounds inexplicably like Connor from our band. I don't know why, but it's just vocals. Interesting, so I thought you better listen to it.
Yeah. Similar vocals.
Right, well, yes, with all that in mind, we're just calling that song up now, listeners, and yes, just listen in and think, do the vocals sound like you? Do you have an opinion on this?
Right, what happened was the other day you sent it to me and he went, have you heard the new Aelstrom song? I saw them like 2 weeks ago and I was like, no, I haven't heard the new one. And he went, have a listen to this. And then before the end he went, it sound like you, didn't it? I was like, of course it doesn't, you donut. And then it come on, I was like, oh, it does. It is quite similar to my screaming technique.
It's just the tone of your voice. It literally sounds like you.
It does. Actually, my mum is listening, and my mum will text me in a minute, and she'll say, that does sound like you or not. So that's a good way to find out.
Here we go. And sure enough, Connor's mum has just texted and saying, it does sound like you, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Our messages are not safe with you, Nick, are they?
Uzbekistan is indeed a pirate land, even though it's landlocked.
Yes. Yes. Someone, yes, people listening in, to, people who know about geography and stuff are listening in saying, we're the pirates of Uzbekistan, even though Uzbekistan is landlocked. It's like someone calling themselves the pirates of Switzerland, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, well, fair play to them. That is Elstorm and Uzbekistan, which we were all dancing to in the studio as well. As chosen by the Mandala Effect, who are my studio guests tonight on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. So we played Acid Rain at the start of the interview, and you've got a video for that coming out very soon. So tell us about that.
We have started recording it already a couple of months ago. We are recording the drummer's sections of the videos on Saturday coming up, and then we're doing George last for the video. But yes, we are recording it all soon. I don't know when it will come out. It'll probably be a month, 2 months, that sort of timescale, but that's the aim, to get it out as soon as humanly possible to go along with this album. Mm.
Excellent, good stuff. And yeah, when you were filming it, the director kind of like really got into it, I think you were saying earlier.
Why would you do this?
I'm a DJ, you know, this is, I never say, this show isn't hard-hitting investigative journalism and stuff. We don't deliberately dig for dirt, but every so often something gets mentioned, I'm like, the listeners need to hear about this.
It's material, isn't it? It's material.
How can you not get into a song that's that energetic?
What's happened is we'd done the day, me and Sam recorded our parts for it and shot our video parts, and then towards the end of the day we ended up near Hadley Castle.
Oh yeah, great day out
it was. And we had a couple of spare hours, and our video guy Joe, who is unreal,
big up photographer Joe, he's a legend,
he's really good. We was having a laugh and he said, see what you can fit in. If it's not usable, we won't use it. But if it's funny, we'll use it. Because it's a quite a dark topic about the song, so you need some sort of...